This is VOA News. Via remotes, Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired an unidentified projectile towards the sea off its coast Tuesday. This is less than 2 weeks after it tested a new railway-borne missile system. South Korea's military said, without giving too many details, that announcement came as North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations called on Monday for the United States to give up its hostile policy towards Pyongyang and said no one could deny his country's right to self-defense and to test weapons. On September 15th, North Korea fired a new rail-borne missile system designed as a potential counterstrike to any threatening forces. Meanwhile, North Korea on Monday accused the United States of keeping its hostile policy and demanded the Biden administration permanently end joint military exercises with South Korea, even as it continued its recent streak of weapons tests. North Korean Ambassador Kim Song's comments on the last day of the UN General Assembly's annual high-level meeting came shortly after South Korea's military reported the North Korean firing into eastern waters. The stakes are high as Japanese governing party members vote Wednesday for four candidates seeking to replace Yoshihide Suga as prime minister. The next leader must address a pandemic-battered economy, a newly empowered military operating in a dangerous neighborhood, crucial ties in an inward-focused ally, Washington, and tense security standoffs with an emboldened China and its ally, North Korea. For the long-governing Liberal Democratic Party that often chooses its leaders in background negotiations, this election promises to be wide open. Because of the party's control of parliament, its leader will become prime minister. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican senators have blocked a bill to keep the U.S. government funded and allow borrowing, but Democrats determined to avoid a federal shutdown say that they will try again later in the week. All this as Democrats are also pressed ahead on U.S. President Joe Biden's big domestic policy agenda. The tangled efforts Monday are not necessarily linked, but the fiscal year-end deadline to fund government operations past September 30th is up against the Democrats' desire to make progress on Biden's $3.5 trillion federal government overhaul. It's a consequential week for the president and his party. Republicans reject Biden's package as too big, and they won't vote for more borrowing to pay past debts. Japan is set to lift all coronavirus emergency measures when they expire later this week as infections slow and the nation tries to reactivate its economy. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is expected to announce a lifting of the emergency later Tuesday. Government officials are preparing other plans such as vaccine passports and virus tests. Experts approved a lifting of the emergency statuses on the condition of gradual easing of restrictions. Japan will be entirely free of any emergency declarations for the first time since April. The emergency has mainly been in the form of requests for restaurants and bars to shorten hours. The health minister said that those establishments should return to normal hours gradually while healthcare systems are reinforced. Australia's Victoria state has recorded more coronavirus infections than New South Wales for the first time since an outbreak of the Delta variant began in Sydney in June, according to officials. Victoria is Australia's second most populous state, and on Tuesday, the state capital of Melbourne reported 867 new virus cases and four deaths from COVID-19 in the latest 24-hour period. It was the highest daily numbers of infections and deaths in Victoria for the latest outbreak. Victoria's previous high infection count was 847, reported Saturday. China's foreign ministry says two Canadians detained in late 2019 who were allowed to return to Canada were released on bail for health reasons. A ministry spokesperson made the comment as Beijing sought to downplay the connection between their release and a return to China of a long-detained executive of Huawei Technologies. Canadians Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig were detained in December of 2019, days after Huawei's chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou was arrested in Canada at the request of U.S. authorities. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA